streets with a story, North Sherton Street, where most people see paintings and other fine arts and crafts through the windows of the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, Alexa Chavius Jennings sees the creaky flawed, penny candy stock shop of her childhood. I'm sure it had an actual name, but my mum always called it the Five and Dime. She says my fondest memories were going there. Chavis Jennings could count on making the trip to North Sherton Street several times a month. The youngest of nine, she knew to keep her nice footwear tucked away. Those were for church. And this called for plain shoes. It was a 15-minute walk at a steady pace, but they'd often stop along McAdams Road, an offshoot of North Sherton, to visit with any aunts, uncles, and grandparents who were out on their porches. Though the street has changed through the decades, so much remains the same. Today, at 56 years old, Chavis Jennings and her husband, Mike Jennings, still live in the Cinder Block home where she grew up, and when she passes by the gallery, she can't help but think of those visits to the Five and Dime. With family roots that go back to antebellum Hillsborough, her lineage is woven into the town's history. Hillsborough has tried on several names since it was founded in 1754, Corbin Town, Childsburg, and finally, in 1766, Hillsborough, in honor of Wills Hill, the British Secretary of State for the Colonies. Soon after, the town became the center of the Regulator movement. Farmers protested corrupt officials and unfair taxes, an early sign of the colonists' revolutionary fight for fair government. Gordney Smith has spent countless hours digging through records from this time, uncovering a slew of historical anecdotes and mapping businesses from past to present. It's no small feat considering that Hillsborough's historic district, on the National Register of Historic Places, features more than 100 buildings from the 18th and 19th centuries. I'm up there going down rabbit holes, she says, nodding to her office on North Sherton Street. Smith is the exhibits and programs coordinator at the Orange County Historical Museum, but her work extends far beyond that title. After moving to Hillsborough in 2020, she realized there was a gap in information about bygone businesses on Sherton Street. Her commitment to research has led to an award-winning website, ShertonStreet.org, that features detailed maps of businesses from 1754 to the present. I remember my parents taking me to the National Portrait Gallery. Smith says I'd look at these portraits of people from colonial days and wonder what they would be like if they were walking around now, and I still do that. In her office, Smith often sits by a lunette window surrounded by archival boxes, reading old newspaper advertisements for businesses with directions like, start at the stone and walk toward the tree 40 paces. Despite the head-scratching such artifacts can cause, Smith is drawn to uncovering, bit by bit, how the buildings that enliven the heart of this historic town, the ones that live brilliantly in the memories of locals like Chavis Jennings, came to be.